MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 1, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with a look at today's headlines. Two local schools come up short in the Super Bowl. Streets are a concern for Linn City Council. Local men charged in connection with brawl at Kowloon.
I'm Bill Newell. Results on yesterday's Super Bowl and a preview of today's matchup. Coming up in sports. Rick?
Excellent, Bill. Thank you. Sunny mid-50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:40 p.m. So far at the MIAA High School Super Bowls, two North Shore teams have lost this week. St. John's Prep and Salem both came up short in close games. Today, Amesbury will meet Uxbridge at 3 p.m. at Gillette Stadium. Our website will have complete coverage of today's game, and after today's North Shore Today podcast, we'll feature the audio with extended post-game comments from Salem football coach Matt Bouchard. In other local news, four people are now facing charges following a Thanksgiving Eve brawl at the Kowloon restaurant in Saugus. Daily Item reporter Charlie McKenna writes today that men from North Reading, Somerville, and Linn were involved. Charges include assault and battery, as well as disorderly conduct. Linn City councilors are not happy with how the streets in Linn are being maintained, while the city is working on numerous trenching projects. Daily Item reporter James Jennings reports today on the frustration that some councilors are hearing from constituents. Listen to this exchange with City Council President John Walsh at this week's City Council meeting.
And it is a street opening permit manual, right? So I'm pretty sure you're familiar with this. Your agency gives the permits for these, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So you're familiar with this. This is something that...
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. So I know you've been down to some of these sites for us and went down to look at them the last couple of days, right? In your professional opinion, do you think anybody's adhering to this manual today?
We could be doing a better job.
Okay.
How's that for...
All right. So after November 15th in this, it says that we will not give permits to dig in the street under except certain circumstances, right? It says it in this manual?
Correct, yep.
Okay, all right. So this street plate's all over the place throughout Westland. Some of them are actively dig sites. They're cordoned off, we get that. There's some just floating around out there. If tomorrow there was a snowstorm, what would happen with those street plates?
We'd have a problem.
Yeah. So this has got to get followed by everybody, whether it's the Water and Sewer Commission that's here tonight, GIOSO. Right. I don't think anybody here from this council wants to be doing this tonight. It's not really our job to do this, but we will do it and we will enforce it. If it's up to me to continue to drive around in my truck, I will make sure that this is done correctly. And I anticipate that the DPW will do it also.
That's Linn City Councilor John Walsh. The entire meeting can be viewed on LinnTV.org. Massachusetts legislative leaders have reached an agreement on a final version of a $2.8 billion supplemental budget. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes that the spending bill includes money for the state's emergency shelter system amid an influx of asylum seekers and immigrants. Wade adds that although there is agreement at the leadership levels, it's not certain the bill can pass both the House and the Senate. Former Peabody City Councilor Mary Wazelchuk has died at age 91. Salem News reports that Wazelchuk was the first woman city councilor and a trailblazer in local government. And Georgetown has a new police chief. The Daily Item reports that David Sedgwick was sworn into office yesterday at the high school after former chief Donald Cudmore announced last month that he was stepping down. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins snapped a three-game losing streak last night by shutting out the San Jose Sharks 3-0. Jeremy Swayman in goal getting the shutout. A nice turnaround from their loss earlier this week.
That's exactly what I wanted to do, is make sure I'm keeping the puck out of the net. It feels good, but at the same time, plenty to work on still, and You know, you want to use this as a momentum piece moving forward. We got a lot of games coming up, so that's a good bounce back. But again, new day tomorrow.
The Celtics were off last night. They'll host the 76ers tonight. The Patriots will host the Chargers Sunday at 1. In North Shore sports, Amesbury meets Uxbridge today at 3 in the MIAA D7 Super Bowl at Gillette Stadium. This is Amesbury coach Colin McQueen speaking with our own Rick Moore on today's opponent.
They got some great athletes on the other side of the ball, so it'll come down to hopefully, you know, making our offense go, you know, being, you know, assignment football guys, staying on block, getting on blocks, staying on blocks, and faking well. And if we do that, we should be able to move the ball as we have all year. And then it comes down to just getting a couple of stops, making some plays defensively.
How's the health of the team overall?
Yeah, we're okay. You know, pretty bummed. Our tight end on the left side there, Ethan Kirby, who's a sophomore, he's been doing a great job filling in. And has been starting for us for the last couple of weeks. He went down with a pretty bad fracture of his hand on Thanksgiving. It actually happened on the defensive side of the ball. But so we'll be without him. But other than that, you know, obviously Shal's been out for the whole year, but you know that business. But we're healthy other than that.
Amesbury coach Colin McQueen. In the D6 Super Bowl yesterday, Salem lost to Fairhaven 26-22. But at the end, the Witches had a chance to win. This is Salem coach Matt Bouchard speaking at Gillette Stadium after yesterday's loss.
But at the end of the day, we always talk about giving yourself an opportunity. And even with 2 minutes to go in that game, we gave ourselves an opportunity. It's not the best opportunity, right? You're putting all your bet on an onside kick. It's not the best thing. But you know what? At the end of the day, you're in a championship state title game, and you have a chance with 2 minutes to go in the game. I can't ask for anything more from these kids, right? And they were in it till the last 2 minutes, right? I mean, they were giving everything they had. I mean, Albert's catch over here was phenomenal. These kids just continue to impress me even till their final hour.
Salem football coach Matt Bouchard. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Friday and weekend.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. This is North Shore Today Extra. Listen now to all of the post-game comments made by Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard at Gillette Stadium yesterday afternoon following their 26-22 loss to Fairhaven in the Division VI Super Bowl. He is talking with Salem News sports editor Phil Stacey, along with Matt Williams, the Salem News assistant sports editor, and, of course, our MSO microphones as well. Salem football coach Matt Bouchard after yesterday's game.
I think they're good here. Yeah.
Well, you couldn't have been surprised that your team fought, you know, a couple of tough spots in the game, but, you know, get the ball back, make it close at the end. That can't be a surprise based on what these guys have done all year.
Yeah, I think obviously what killed us today was turnovers, right? And that's not something that we've historically done all year. And it put us in a tough situation because, again, you know, all year Fairhaven has been able to move the ball, right, and consistently score pretty much almost in every possession, right? So each possession was critical today, and I thought our defense played phenomenal. You know, we stopped them a bunch, just hats off to those kids and defensive staff. I thought they put together a good game plan to give ourselves a chance. You know, our goal was, you know, let's try to keep them to 3 touchdowns, and I felt our offense could, you know, score, you know, 4, right? That was really the game plan coming in. You know, again, the turnovers, I think, when we get in the red zone, we got to finish those things.
They seem to be really stacking the box, and there were some one-on-ones, but it just didn't seem to materialize. Was it maybe the wind or just not the right time to take a shot type of thing, down in distance maybe?
Yeah, no, I mean, there are a couple times where we had called it, and again, it was just a leverage thing, yeah. And it wasn't there, so he just checked down to someone else. But again, for me, in those critical situations where we need to move the ball and we're doing the things we needed to do, it's just, again, when we, on that last drive, when we had that fumble, I mean, we had momentum there. I really felt good about where we were. I felt from a play call perspective, we had what we wanted in front of us, especially when you get on the plus side of the field. you know, our offense all night was doing really well. So, you know, we felt pretty good. But, I mean, that's the name of the game, right? I mean, we got to hold on the ball. The ball is the game. And, unfortunately, you know, we just gave it up too much.
Devontae and Shane both ran the ball well against those big stack fronts. I mean, the 50-whatever it was yarder that Devontae ran that kind of got you going.
Yeah. No, I mean, both of them all year have been phenomenal. And, you know, I was happy that we could lean on them. You know, all night, you know, when we needed to. And again, there were a couple situations where we needed to build some confidence, right? Because, again, there were a couple times in that first half where we drive stalled, right? And we want to keep the ball on the ground, get some confidence, get the ball on the plus side of the field, and then Corey do his thing. So, you know, Shane and Devontae, I think, did phenomenal.
What's going to be the message to the players after this game? I mean, with the season you guys had, I know you came up a little bit short, but like Matt said, fight was there, four-point game. I mean, what's the message to the team?
Well, first off, I love those kids, man. I mean, more than you know. So, but at the end of the day, we always talk about giving yourself an opportunity. And even with 2 minutes to go in that game, we gave ourselves an opportunity. It's not the best opportunity, right? You're putting all your bet on an onside kick. It's not the best thing. But you know what? At the end of the day, you're in a championship state title game, and you have a chance with 2 minutes to go in the game. I can't ask for anything more from these kids, right? And they were in it till the last 2 minutes, right? I mean, they were giving everything they had. I mean, Albert's catch over here was phenomenal. These kids just continue to impress me even till their final hour, you know?
Matt, if we look big picture here, what you guys have been able to accomplish the last two seasons, really, and reaching this point, I know you didn't get the end result you wanted, but you had to have felt how the community came together, how your players really believed in themselves, and how you put Salem football back on the map. Can you just kind of encapsulate that, what that's like?
It's overwhelming. I mean, I think you saw the following today. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, the pep rally last night, you know, stands were packed. I mean, we had parents with their face painted. You know what I mean? I mean, when was the last time you went to a Salem anything and you saw parents with their face painted? I mean, there's a lot of passion in Salem, and it's just been under the covers for a while, you know, and it finally came out, and I think it's great. I mean, even for me, just walking around the school, there's a lot more life in the school, and kids are excited about athletics. All our athletic programs are doing really well, right? And Coach Christie has done a really nice job the last couple of years of just, you know, getting people excited about athletics in Salem. And I think the other thing, too, is that even just from an academic perspective, there are a few years in there, right, where, you know, enrollment wasn't where it needed to be, right? And, you know, Salem High School has a great tech program, but it also has a great college prep program, right? So a kid can come and have the best of both worlds, and enrollment this year was great. Right, and that's what Salem needs. And if we can do things like this and get people excited about athletics, it's just going to make the future even brighter.
I know you're an optimist by nature here. Could you have seen this 24 months ago, Thanksgiving Day in Beverly? It's 60-6 or whatever it was there. Could you have believed that you'd be taking a team to the Super Bowl 2 years later?
100%.
You did.
Yeah, I mean,
and does that just play to your optimism?
I guess for me, the thing here is that, you know, behind closed doors, I see what happens, right? And from the outside, whether it's the you guys or fans, they don't get that inside look. And I've been around a lot of championship programs, right? I mean, at Georgetown, we won conference titles. Obviously, at Fenwick, we had success. We turned St. Mary's around in the late 90s with Mike Slotto. Like,
did you win the Super Bowl at Georgetown?
We didn't. It was the tiebreaker baloney that used to happen in the conference with points, and we didn't go to the playoffs. The other team did. But but anyway, I think the big thing here is that caliber of what you need to win, whether it's conference championships or state titles, right? I know what that looks like, right? You could feel it in a locker room. And these kids have had it. It's just they needed to develop, and they needed another year, right?
Yeah.
And I saw it last year. It was just we were one step away. Yeah. And I felt like within, you know, let's just say 8 months, they would get what they needed to have the shot, you know. And I think the big thing for me more than anything is talent is a lot of things, but at the end of the day, in the locker room, the leadership is everything. You can't drive down the field and do that type of stuff with just talent. You need leadership that can stay focused, and it says a lot about Corey Grimes, man. It really does. Not only does he athletically can do some things, but he can really manage an offense, and it certainly makes my life a lot easier as an offensive coordinator.
He played receiver as a sophomore. Obviously, we saw him catch the pass here, but his sort of unselfishness to kind of split those reps with Mike back then, like, Did that sort of show you what kind of leader he was back then? Just that, like, he wanted to be on the field. He didn't care if he was quarterback or not.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the type of kid he is. He just wants to help the team win, right? And I think if you remember that season, at one point, he was a leading receiver and had the most yards passing.
Exactly, right.
So he's a talented kid, and, you know, whatever he decides to do next year, you know, he's going to be successful, you know. And especially at the collegiate level, anybody's going to be very, very lucky to have a kid like that.
Talk about the support. I mean, did you hear from any of your teammates, your old coaches from 94? I mean, you were in this game. Were there any stories to share with the kids or you know, what it was like playing in that game?
100%. I mean, we talk. I mean, a big part of what we do is we want to make sure that every generation gets to understand what came before them. And it's always a big part of it. I, one of the great things this year, we started off the season honoring Ken Perrone, right, playing Brewer. You know, I think those things are important, right? They're important for the community, but they're important for, you know, people like Coach Perrone who dedicated, you know, so much time to the Salem community. And, you know, we only hope that we can build something that like what Coach Perrone did.
One final question on the game today. It looked like your defense really got much better in the second half. You didn't give up the big plays.
Yeah.
Gave up some first downs, but yet it seemed like you guys made some adjustment with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing against an option team, if you can't run the same thing all game, right? So in the back pocket, you know, coming into the second half, we had some adjustments we were planning on doing anyway. And, you know, again, that's part of you know, calling a good defense, especially in a championship game. You need those things in your back pocket.
We're good.
All right, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate the support.
Yeah, great season. Thanks. Thank you for everything.
Great job. Yeah.
You almost got it.
That is Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard, his extended post-game comments yesterday at Gillette Stadium. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.